We pray, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Please do not raise your hands, but think about a couple of questions this morning. Have you ever worn out your welcome somewhere? Have you ever had an argument with a roommate, a classmate, a schoolmate? Have you ever had a falling out with a friend? How about a sibling? Ever had a fight with a sibling? Cain and Abel were siblings. So were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Gad, Asher, Dan, Naphtali, and Joseph. But when the teenager Joseph thought he had to tell them all of his dreams about bowing down to him, they longed to get rid of him. And they did, sort of. Maybe you didn't have a fight or sell your friend into slavery. Maybe you just drifted apart, lost that family feeling. Or maybe you were parted by death or something else beyond your control. The family feeling can be altered in so many ways. That's why so many people through the years have been comforted by the Lord's family feeling. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me, David said in Psalm 27. When Abraham's servant was far from home, seeking a spouse for his master's son, he prayed that the Lord would show that family feeling or kindness to his master. And when he was led to Rebekah, he praised God for not abandoning his family feeling towards Abraham. When Abraham's grandson, Jacob, was coming back to face his brother, whose blessing he had intercepted, he recognized that he did not deserve the family feeling that the Lord had shown him over the years. And when young, or a little older, Joseph was imprisoned in Egypt, the Lord was with him and showed that family feeling to him by granting him favor in the eyes of his jailer. No wonder believers through the centuries have sought this family feeling, this loving kindness from the Lord, bowed down by anguish hard to imagine. Job still acknowledged that the Lord had given him life and had shown him that family feeling watching over his spirit. And on the darkest night, David would call upon the Lord to save and deliver him because of the Lord's family feeling. He relied on that. He reminded God of it often in the Psalms and thanked him profusely for it. He recognized that he was surrounded by it, that it followed him wherever he went, and that God did not keep it a secret. He showed it openly to him often. The earth was filled with it. Yes, and Zacharias sang of it at the birth of his son John, the forerunner of your deliverance. And Mary rejoiced in it as she carried your Savior, Jesus, in her womb. This same family feeling is given to you and assured to you in Christ Jesus. In Him we have forgiveness for all that would put us outside of God's family, all that does not resemble Him. and through him we come to the Father, from whom the whole family in earth and heaven is named. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. What a blessing this is. Because of Jesus, we too can rely on his family feeling on the darkest night. We can call with confidence for his help because of that. We can rejoice in the evidence of it all around us and thank him for it. The families into which we are placed by birth or by circumstances often last for a short time on this earth. We're together for a while, and then we're parted again in various ways. The best way is if the Lord parts us, but sometimes in our self-centeredness, we do wear out our welcome, don't we? We test one another's patience to the breaking point. How many times shall I forgive my brother? If I've told you once, I've told you a dozen times. And we argue over trifles and don't think we get the respect that we deserve, actually that we desire. And the family feeling fades. How beyond all bounds thankful we can be then that God's family feeling does not fade like ours does. Daily we can turn to him and find open arms and smiling face. Next week, I would guess that most of us will be somewhere enjoying the bountiful blessings which the Lord has showered upon us. May we do so with unfeigned thankfulness in our hearts, and may we not forget that among his greatest gifts is this, that his family feeling, often translated mercy, endures forever. Amen. Hymn 36, stanza 2.